So this is our One Life service, and in our One Life service, when we have our talk, we like you guys to be involved as well. So instead of just thinking about what's being said, we'd like you to have a little chat about what's being said. And you can do that in your family groups, you can do that in your church family groups. But the important thing is that we discuss what we're hearing. Do you think you could do that? Oh, might need to get Steve back up again. Do you think we can do that? Fantastic. So we're going to start with our reading. So I've taken our reading from the Message today, and our reading is John 6:27-40, and it says this: Don't waste your energy striving for perishable food like that. Work for the food that sticks with you, food that nourishes your lasting life, food the Son of Man provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last. To that they said, well, what do we do then to get in on God's works? Jesus said, sign on with the one that God has sent. That kind of a commitment gets you in on God's works. They waffled. Why don't you give us a clue about who you are? Just a hint of what's going on. When we see what's up, we'll commit ourselves. Show us what you can do. Moses fed our ancestors with bread in the desert. It says so in the scriptures. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus responded, the real significance of that scripture is not that Moses gave you bread from heaven, but that my Father is right now offering you bread from heaven. The real bread. The bread of God came down out of heaven and is giving life to the world. They jumped at that. Master, give us this bread now and forever. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more, ever. I have told you this explicitly because even though you have seen me in action, you don't really believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and I don't let go. I came down from heaven not to follow my own agenda, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. This, in a nutshell, is that will. That everything handed over to me by the Father be completed. Not a single detail missed. And at the wrap-up of time, I have everything and everyone to put together, upright and whole. This is what my Father wants. That everyone who sees the Son and trusts who he is and what he does, then aligns with him, will enter real life, eternal life. My part is to put them on their feet, alive and whole at the completion of time. So, here, Jesus is talking to the same crowd who benefited from the miracle of feeding the 5,000. They liked what they saw, a bit like Scruffy, he was very interested in the bread. They liked it, it was exciting, it was a spectacle, a wonder. They also quite liked being fed. We all like being fed, don't we? How many of us are thinking about our Sunday dinner? So they liked being fed. Some of us are hoping for our Sunday dinner. Oh, picnics! Yes, we're all looking forward to our picnics, absolutely. They had also been fed for free. They were fed for free. Everybody likes a free dinner, don't they? And they'd all eaten as much as they'd needed. Probably, if they're anything like me, a little bit more. But now they were looking for more. That was gone. They wanted more. They wanted more fun, more wonders, more short-lived satisfaction. So, this is where you come in. This is your question. What sort of things do we get far too excited about, spend too much time on, and give too much importance to. So what do we get far too excited about, spend too much time on, and give too much importance to? Have a chat in your groups. Okay. So I wonder what sort of things... Cool, there's some good, really good conversations going on there. You just didn't want to stop, did you? So I wonder what sort of things you came up with. I'm not going to ask you. I'm sure I can guess a few. What about the young ones? Did it have thumbs? Were thumbs involved anywhere? Who had their thumbs involved in the things they spend too much time on? A few of you. So, let's go back. So what the people had seen, experienced, and been part of, do you remember we were talking about feeding the 5,000, all that they had their tummies full? What the people had been part of was a crowd puller. But that's not all that Jesus wanted them to see. He wanted them to see beyond that. He wanted them to see what he was really offering, which was not a full tummy. It wasn't the excitement of seeing that food being multiplied. It wasn't that at all. The food, the fun, the wonderment, all of that would melt away. The excitement, that would be forgotten. Their tummies will become hungry again. And Jesus wanted them to enter into a spiritual life. One that would give them everlasting rewards. But what can we do to make sure that we're looking at the spiritual and not the material? How can we go through our lives doing that? Looking at the spiritual things and not the material. Because if we want to put our importance on the spiritual things, we need to be able to see them, don't we? So how do we do that? Over to you. What can we do to make sure we're looking for the spiritual and not the material? So there's some really good conversations going on there. It's great to see you all engaging with these things together. So Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And we need to be looking to Jesus, allowing ourselves to be nourished by him and not the things of the world. We need to be able to put our faith in him and not in our careers, our looks, our wealth, our own abilities. If we put our faith in Jesus, he will help us to overcome the things of the world that take our attention away, that draw us away from him. The things that stop us seeing the world as God sees the world. How many of us really see what God sees? So the question really is, who would you like to be fed by? Would you like to be fed by Jesus, who loves us unconditionally, or a world where we're always trying to earn that love? Would you like to be fed by Jesus, whose Father tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made? Or do you want to be fed by a world that teaches us to dislike our bodies? Would you like to be fed by Jesus, who asks us to serve, or a world that tells us to grab onto as much power as we can? Would you like to be fed by Jesus, who mends hearts, or the world that breaks hearts? And do you want to be fed by Jesus, who died so that we can live forever with our Heavenly Father, or a world that tells us that death is the end? I know which one I would like to choose.